Now news about the football club, as Stephen Fry and Thomas Smith are given a role with the club. We also hear about a power chair footballer and a different sport, cycling, with a proposed pedal park at Coltishall. Stephen Fry has stepped down from his position as director on the Norwich City Board as Tom Smith, the nephew of majority shareholders Delia Smith and Michael Wynne Jones, join as a new director. Mr. Fry, who joined the board in 2010, will continue to serve the club in the new role of Norwich City Ambassador. The actor and presenter told the club's official website, "My 5 years in the role has been an honour and a privilege beyond almost anything I can remember. I wish I could take credit for ushering the club up from League One to the Premiership during that time on the board. Actually, I'm going to. It was all me. It can't have been a coincidence. But now I'm so happy to relinquish my seat on the board to Thomas Smith and to engage as fully as I can in the role of ambassador for Norwich City."
Norwich City's new director, Thomas Smith, is well aware that Canary fans would have been asking firstly, who? And secondly, why, following his appointment to the Carrow Road board. Chief Executive David McNally sees the move to bring their nephew in as succession planning on the part of majority shareholders Delia Smith and Michael Wynne Jones. As he gave his first interview since his appointment, the 35-year-old former civil servant was himself reluctant to be drawn too much on what his role at the club could be in the future, but did stress he shares the same passion and love of the Canaries as his uncle and aunt, and he was keen to demonstrate that he's not there to make up the numbers. He believes that he has the skills which could prove extremely useful when it comes to the tough decisions which are needed in the boardroom of a Premier League club. Smith is not a Norfolk native, but his uncle and aunt's support of Norwich City proved infectious. He said, "I did grow up in London, but there was never any doubt about which team I would support. My first match was when Delia and Michael took me to the Old Den when I was about 8 years old. I have been a home and away fan since that day." McNally believes Mr. Smith's skills with the strategic planning will prove invaluable.
Her pelvis collapsed and vertebrae cracked, but that has not deterred football-mad Sproston teenager Rosie Hodgson, who has set her sights on the Champions League. The 17-year-old photography student is now competing at the highest level in England, having taken up power chair football 5 years ago. And the Chelsea fan now plays for London-based club Aspire PFC, Premiership winners 7 times in the last 10 years. But with the Champions League looming in Denmark this October, Rosie needs £6,500 for a new chair or risks dropping out of the sport. Rosie originally started playing wheelchair basketball, but her condition worsened and she was unable to continue, taking up power chair football instead. "That was the best decision of my life," said Rosie. "Since then, I have been going to Nottingham to compete in the National League and travel to Portugal for a training camp with players from all around the world." The Power Chair Football Champions League is a 5-day event with 2 days training and a 3-day tournament. Rosie and her team will travel by ferry to compete against 11 of the best teams around Europe. Each team funds their own travel.
A vision to transform the old RAF Coltishall base into a unique cycle facility is a step closer to reality as a bid for funding has been submitted. And with lease negotiations well underway, Neil Turner of Norwich-based Pedal Revolution is confident of a successful launch event in just 4 months' time. With a 3-mile perimeter cycle circuit, Pedal Park would be delivered on a not-for-profit basis and be the first of its kind in the region. A launch event is planned for May the 8th, ahead of the Tour de Broads on August the 21st. Plans are now being drawn up to transform the old military building into a sports club and the perimeter road into a cycle track. Mr. Turner said, This county does not punch its weight sometimes in getting national funding, and I think this project is a brilliant example of how we work in partnership with local councils. We are determined to land serious national funding to create an important new venue and facility for local people.
It was established during the dark days of the Great War, when aerial warfare was still in its infancy. In the decades since, it has been home to a succession of aircraft, each representing a chapter in the history of the Royal Air Force. Now, as RAF Marham marks its centenary year, the base has revealed it is to celebrate the landmark by holding 100 commemorative events throughout the year. At the heart of its plans for the year is a £90,000 fundraising campaign to build a new facility at the base, one of the oldest in Britain, in honour of the Tornado, the aircraft currently stationed at the site. This would be housed in a new atrium to be built at the site's Heritage Centre. Station Warrant Officer and Curator of the Centre, Steve Roberts, said the 5-metre by 16-metre atrium will become the spiritual home of the Tornado, which has always been associated with RAF Marham. Our intention is to have 2 Tornado cockpits placed in the atrium. Mr. Roberts added, there will also be an interactive learning archive at the centre. We've got a wealth of archives here, but we cannot display them due to lack of room. It will mean more of our archive collection will be available to the public. Mr. Davis said, RAF Marham means an awful lot to the community as it's part of Norfolk. It's one of only 4 stations across the country that are 100 years old.